Welcome, everybody, to Shitty Cowboys. When was our last episode? I think we made it two weeks ago, right? We didn't miss, right? We've been missing quite a lot, but I think our last episode was only 2 weeks ago, so it should be fresh in both of your guys' minds, right? Right?
I can't remember.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. What happened was we was sleeping on the floor of the little apartment above the gift shop at Griffin's Butt, where my boy Gumbo now resides. He had decided he was going to stay there because he'd made himself a little home and had a little job up at the Griffin's Butt, unloading crates and such. We talked about Worcestershire sauce that was kept in the bathroom there, and turned out Sean also kept a secret stash of mustard in the outhouse. Yeah. But I see your point, and also washed his hands with it, which is why when we're out on the trail, we're stabbing folks, and it mixes with the blood. It kind of creates a rich barbecue sauce kind of smell. What else do we do? We farted again. There was a lot of that. And then
did we do that the last one? Yeah, I think you're right.
A couple toots,
we did.
I think
just a couple toots. Yeah,
just to demonstrate. What else?
Wait, who were we demonstrating to? I don't remember.
I don't know. Sometimes they just kind of fall out. And what else? What else happened? We decided that we was going to wait a little while for Man Cow Cowboy. And instead, we was going to investigate the blue mushroom dropping feller who we have dubbed Johnny Mushroom.
Yep. Yes.
That was about it, I think.
I think that was about it. It was mostly in-character conversations, really.
That's true.
I think you guys tried to teach Gumbo a few more words. Maybe you even did. We'll have to check the wiki to see. Actually, I've got my notes up. Let's see here. His words are Gumbo, Jambalaya, Daddy, Sean, Olivia, and he can say hotel now. I think that was a new one. Because that's his number one task right now, is building that hotel. And then, yeah, it was mostly just picking between going after Man Cow, Cowman, the cowboy, or the mushroom stinky guy, Johnny Mushroom. And I think you guys were deciding to go for Johnny Mushroom. It seems a little bit more pressing. And we actually said our goodbyes in the early morning. Early morning as in you guys had a wake-up call at like 10:30. So I guess that seems pretty late for cowboys.
Well, we was on vacation.
Yeah, that's true. Vacation time, cowboys.
Noted tourist spot, the Griffin's Butt.
Now watch, by the end of this campaign, in like, year, 2 years, whatever, that place is going to be popping, I'm sure of it.
Well, they got a hotel.
Yeah, they're going to have a nice hotel. I bet Gumbo's going to own the place, fuck. And yeah, we started down south. So where we're actually heading is the only kind of clue you guys have right now is that when Johnny Mushroom stopped by Griffin's Butt, they asked for directions to the Iron Aurora Mountains. And so that's kind of the only clue you've got to go on. And then he headed south in that direction. And then that's when Finn Timble.
That was his name?
Yeah, look it back up. That's when Finn Timble pointed out that's about when the mushrooms like popped up behind him, like in the his trail. So I think without further ado, we'll just get right into you guys on horseback. Haven't gotten Delilah, Olivia.
Olivia. Yeah.
Yes, Olivia. For some reason, I think initially her name was going to be Delilah, and then I don't know where it changed, but somewhere it did. So now I keep mixing it up. But yeah, you guys haven't quite gotten her a horse yet. You did talk about either getting her like a mastiff or a sheep or a pony or something. But for now, I think she's on either Hollywood or Ubo.
Well, I mean, there's plenty of room. She's only small.
Yeah. So it doesn't take long heading down south for you guys to get to that kind of carpet of mushrooms again. This time, they were a little bit larger than regular sized mushrooms, and they were definitely very vibrant blue. Now, to you all, they are, and this has only been about a day and a half, they're about probably a foot high now. Maybe a little bit bigger, almost like to your guys' knees, which was pretty substantial growth in just a day and a half.
Well.
You're going to eat one again.
So now, I don't think you could just eat one.
I'll take a bite.
Yeah, I was going to say, like before I do think you were able to pick one. Yeah, eat it. Now it would be like you pick one, and it's like you've got this fucking turkey leg. And, okay. Yeah. Okay. All right, roll a con saving throw again, please. I know you guys have, like, insane constitution. 14. Okay, yep. Yeah, before the first time you tried this, you kind of enjoyed it. You thought it tasted pretty well. You actually recommended jambalaya try one too. Now it tastes like dirt, but with a little bit of an aftertaste of what you would probably, the closest thing you could describe it as is, maybe blood, kind of coppery. It does not taste good to you this time. But with the 14, there you don't have any kind of ill effects or anything, but it does taste pretty damn gross.
All right.
Well, how is it? How's it this time?
Tastes like dirt and blood, boy.
Dirt and blood?
Mm-hmm.
Well, God dang.
Don't eat it.
All right, well, I won't this time. Well, shit. It's not like, I don't think we can just leave them here like this. Maybe,
can we scorch them?
Yeah, I mean, I don't have any magical means of making fire, but we can just literally light a fire and, you know, get some burning brands and just try and fucking burn these things down. You know, like regular folks do. So, yeah, all right. I guess we'll just dismount, first of all, and then make a fire, and then try and burn a path through these mushrooms, at least, if not, like, clear the whole goddamn thing.
Okay. Yeah, Olivia will see you guys hopping off, and she'll hop off. She takes her shirt, puts it over her nose. I think you're going to want to cover your mouth if we're you're going to burn. I don't know, these mushrooms don't really look right, right? Like, look at them.
I'm pretty sure they're
damn near half as tall as I am.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, it's been a day.
That's what I'm saying. What would it have been like tomorrow?
Well, I ain't going to be here to find out, so I guess we better get rid of them now.
All right, and are we just going to, like, make some, like, torches and just, like, go around and...
Yeah, try and light them on fire.
Again, so just for visuals, this stretch, it was long enough that the first time you guys passed through it, you guys didn't want to take the time to go all the way around, so you guys like ran through them. We'll say it's like a mile. Nothing that would be crazy long, but just something long enough that yesterday you guys did not want to walk around them. So it'd probably take. I'm gonna say, are you starting a fire, and then you guys are both like picking like a log out of it or something, or like making some kind of like torch,
yeah, like
or
just a branch, like, kind of, like weed yeah, whacking it, like a torch, yeah, and just try and light some of these things on fire.
Let's say could get that done in, let's say, 2 hours. Probably take about 2 hours if you guys wanted to clear the whole field of them.
Control burn.
Let's do it.
I know what I'm doing. I'm a ranger.
Yeah.
Can we do Molotovs and speed it up? I'm sure we have alcohol, right?
Well, I'm sure we got some shine.
Do we want to waste it?
That's a good question.
There's some good shine.
So we can say that you can either do the torch method, and it'll take about 2 hours, or you can use some of your shine and do it in an hour for like making them and burning them.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, let's do it.
Yeah, let's do that.
Okay. Olivia gets one of the Molotovs, and she actually pops off first and just like chucks it and misses the fungus. I don't know what came over me. I am so sorry.
That's okay. You don't get another one, though.
Okay.
That was a one-shot, Johnny.
I got really excited. While you guys are burning these, about halfway through, you guys, I mean, this place is starting to be pretty smoke-filled, and it is starting to have kind of that coppery smell now in the air also. Can you guys make a con saving throw? And so will Olivia.
This is a perfectly natural effect of burning mushrooms. That is a natural one.
Natural one. Plus seven. So an eight. And then a natural 20 from Sean Marston.
Are you fucking joking? Can we split it?
she got a 12. Okay. So, Sean, I mean... I think, Sean, you're kind of used to the smell, right? You're kind of used to the smell of death. You're used to you're always the one covered in blood.
The mustard is helping.
And the mustard is helping mask the smell. Jambalaya. real quick, will you go ahead and roll me
2d8? Uh-huh. 13.
You're going to be taking some of this is getting through your bandana, your face mask, and you're going to be taking 13 necrotic damage.
Jesus.
As it's starting to kind of fill your lungs over time and giving you some coughing fits. And then you cover up a cough a bit and pull your arm away, and you notice that on small patches down your arm, there are these, it looks like very, very tiny versions of these mushrooms are kind of starting to pop up on your arms. Just one of the arms that you coughed into, and your forearm is starting to just have, we'll say, about a dozen of these little tiny mushrooms poking out of them.
Well, god dang, no!
You okay? I did it get in your mask?
I guess so. It's got on my arm.
Got on your arm? What do you mean? The smoke?
Look at these mushrooms on my arm.
Yeah, she's gonna take a step back. Yeah, I don't think that's normal.
Okay. I'll have to do something drastic about these mushrooms. Gonna try like scrubbing them off, I guess, with some fucking charcoal or whatever from the burnt up mushrooms.
Yeah, I love it. Yeah, I love that. Yeah, grab a or maybe like some like a burned down piece of log in the fire and just scrub your arm with that. And they come off when you kind of use like a heavy abrasive like that. You're able to scrape them off. It's a little painful, but nothing that's going to cause you any damage or anything. And then after a couple moments, you notice that they're not like regrowing or anything like that.
Oh, shit. That was nasty.
Yeah, why did that? Did you? That doesn't even make any sense.
Well, I guess some got through my bandana. I coughed some on my arm, and then they would start growing mushrooms on me.
Yeah, you should wear a shirt.
Well, you know, sometimes I just like the feel of this chainmail poncho against my skin.
I was just looking over at the overlay, and I saw your character art, and I forgot that you usually don't wear a shirt.
That's right. I just have this chainmail poncho.
Because right. I started to panic. I was like, wait a second. Don't you wear long sleeves? And Sean Marson does indeed. But yeah, you are shirtless, so that checks out.
Well, sometimes I do wear a shirt for special occasions. I'm trying to be fancy, but it's just out on the trail.
What about you, Sean? Do you have any mushrooms on you, or what? Do I have any? She's like checking her arms now.
I don't think so, boy. Girl.
No, it's okay. I mean, yeah, that's fine. I'll.
Sorry.
There's no. No. What about the horses? The horses have any?
Hollywood, you all right there, boy? I'm going to inspect Hollywood. Make sure
Hollywood's
he's okay.
Like nibbling on the charred remains of one of the mushrooms.
Oh, you goddamn doofus.
Speak with him.
I'll use one of my spell slots. Cast feet with animals.
It's been a couple of days.
He has. Okay, Hollywood has spoken.
Mm-hmm. Hollywood has spoken.
Right? Hasn't he?
Oh, that's weird. Yeah. There's a shadow behind you. Looks like a horse.
Oh, yeah.
What is that?
I'm trying to remember Hollywood's voice. Okay, I think I remember it. I think. This is either Hollywood or Uba. I don't know if Uba's spoken yet. Yeah, he's going to be just chewing on it.
We did speak to Uba. You all right there, boy? What are you eating that for? Some goddamn really bad mushrooms.
Have you tried it? It's pretty good.
Yeah, I did. It was okay. Apparently, then so they ain't so good now. And also... all right there, boy. What the heck? What's happening there?
My bad.
I don't know. I thought that... I thought you were just repeating yourself again. I don't know. Have you?
I don't know. Some kind of echo.
Tastes like dirt. You like dirt? I like dirt.
Hollywood, would you stop eating that for me for a moment there, boy? I think it might make you sick. All right.
Okay. So we're talking again now. Because I've been talking to you for like 4 days and you just ignore me, which is... cool, I guess.
I can't always understand you, you see, Hollywood. It's only when I do this magic spell, which lasts
What's magic?
It's through my sense of attunement with nature, you know, the thing that we all live in and that provides you with things like apple trees and grass and oats to eat. Well, I could tap into that magic that is exuded by the nature.
You're tapping into apples.
I'm tapping into apples and also the essential life force that runs through the planet that we live on and through every living thing on it. That's what I do in Hollywood.
Apples. Okay.
And when I do that, I can commune with animals like yourself.
So you've got apples on you. I don't see.
No, I don't have any apples on me, Hollywood. I'm just trying to communicate a point to you. It would be awfully cool, wouldn't it? But I didn't get none because there ain't none at the Griffin's Butt. I'll get some apples when we get home.
Well, yeah. Well, I showed you where the apple tree is, so
you didn't goddamn know there was apples.
I knew this motherfucker was going to ask for apples.
Oh yeah, you're right. You did show me the apple tree. I couldn't remember who found it.
If you recall, you didn't believe there was such a thing as an apple tree in the forest. No, and I said, yeah, there was. And then I had to roll for it. And then.
Yeah. Sorry. Horses only have 2 days of memory. So it's kind of hard to track anything beyond that. So what you need, you just wanted me to quit eating this delicious
basically,
mushroom.
Basically, I just wanted to stop eating that delicious mushroom. And, okay. I don't really know. I just thought I'd spend a spell slot just to see how you was doing. You're all right?
Yeah, I'm good. I've never felt better. And you can see that along the like horse nose and mouth, there are those little mushrooms are sprouting out.
Hollywood.
Yeah, so
you got mushrooms growing out of your face.
I can't.
Yeah, you got them growing out your nose. I can't and your see mouth. Them. It's bad. I'm gonna have to scrub your face, Hollywood. Now I don't want you to bite or kick me when I do this. All right.
How would I kick you if you're at my face?
Well, I don't know. Maybe you could punch me with your front hooves. I don't know. But in any case, I don't want you to trample me or nothing. All right. It's gonna suck a little bit because I'm gonna have to scrape your face. Sorry, but you shouldn't have eaten that mushroom.
Well, tell that to Uba over there. Uba's chomping down on a big one, too.
Hey, Uba.
Yeah?
Look, I know I ain't Sean or nothing, but you got to stop eating them goddamn mushrooms, boy.
Actually, I'm going to retcon that voice. It's just going to talk like Uba halfway to us. Okay, well, they're pretty delicious. Have you tried them yet?
Yeah, but they make other mushrooms grow out of your skin, and I am concerned for your welfare there, boy.
Okay, well, I don't see any mushrooms growing out of my skin yet, so I think you're full of it. How are you talking to me?
By tapping into the natural spirit from within all creatures and all life on this here planet. Through my magical ranger nature. You don't need to worry about what magic is. Just don't worry about it. I can just do this sometimes.
Can Sean talk?
No.
Can you tell him that he needs to get a thicker saddle? His butt's very bony and it just grinds on me. Been wanting to tell him for so long, and he just won't listen.
Okay, well, I always thought he had quite a nice figure myself, but all right, I'll pass that feedback on. Maybe we'll get you some kind of thicker blanket or something.
A pillow? Oh yeah, give me another blanket.
I'll do some hip thrusts.
What did he say right there?
Don't worry.
I heard hee-haw. Is that what he's saying?
Booty juicy.
That was for me. Don't worry about it. Yeah, he's got that cushion for the pushing.
Okay, if I can't eat this mushroom, what can I eat? And Uba also has a bunch of little mushrooms sprouting from his snoot.
Well, first of all, we're going to give you a nice cleansing facial. A facial peel and mask or whatever it is that the city folks get to look pretty. We're going to do that for you because at the moment you are making quite the fashion statement by having those blue mushrooms growing out of your face.
While we're on the subject of these horses, what does Uba in Hollywood look like again, just for a refresher?
Hollywood's a black and white Hungarian half-bred
What?
That's the breed
of anybody boss knows, if anybody can actually pinpoint that specific species other than you, Jurundu, I will eat my shoe.
Anybody who's played Red Dead Redemption.
Oh, okay. Gotcha. And then what's Ubo look like, Sean? Do you remember what?
I don't remember.
Let me get a picture for you.
I was just going to ask about your Red Dead Redemption horse.
Yeah, I don't remember. I think it's an Arabian something.
What color? Is it a brown?
I can't remember.
It's been so long since you played Red Dead. I think very early on, we talked about what they looked like, and it was pretty much just what your guys' horses in Red Dead Redemption looked like. I just wanted to, since this is getting to be a pretty horse heavily featured episode, I wanted to just recap on what they look like, but that's okay. All right.
If you look for the piebald Tobiano Hungarian half-bred horse from Red Dead Redemption 2, that is the one. God. That's what Hollywood looks like. I will send you a link in this chat. Yeah.
Oh, I see it. Okay. I think I Googled it before. All right. So how are you getting these mushrooms off, Jambalaya?
Well, I'm going to do the same thing I did to my arm, but to the faces of the horses, and hope that the fact that I have warned them that I am going to do this will prevent me from being trampled and or mauled by said horses.
Yeah.
I don't know what else to do. I mean, I've just got to give them like a scrub, exfoliating scrub.
Yeah, I think that'll be fine. I think with your guys' bond that you've built up over time that you'll be able to do the scrub just fine. And you won't get trampled or kicked or punched or bit.
I think Ubo is a black Arabian horse.
I also thought it was a black horse. I couldn't remember.
If you want to Google it.
And then it takes, like I said, about an hour. And then you guys have cleared out this full stretch of mushrooms. Somewhat unaffected. except for Jambalaya with his arm mushrooms.
Oh, and the 13 necrotic damage I took.
Yeah. How much is that in the grand scheme of things?
It ain't too much. I'm just going to use my fucking second wind.
Okay. And, yeah, then we're ready to continue down southwest towards the Iron Aurora Mountains. So you guys would put it at... It took you guys 2 days to get here from Weird Whisper Woods. And the distance, I mean, the Iron Aurora Mountains are more to the west, but they're also just a little bit closer than the woods. Like, they're not as far south. So I think the time would probably be the same. It'd be about a day and a half's ride to get to the Iron Aurora Mountains. With it being 10 o'clock now, you'd probably ride through and then you'd have to stop, you know, somewhere, and then it would take you into the next day to reach there. But also at the same time, you will be passing through pretty nearby a couple places, Copper Reach, Blue Sticks Ranch with the Horny Turtle and West Hollow. So I wanted to... just before we just montage all the way to the mountains to find out if we're going anywhere prior to that.
I mean, we can go check on which Iron Mine profits, I guess.
West Hollow?
Yeah, I mean, I don't have anything particular in mind for a shopping trip, but... to say we couldn't go get something? I don't know. What do you think, Sean?
It's fine.
The last time you guys have been at West... And you guys, you'd be able to get to West Hollow this same day. Mm-hmm. Maybe you'd probably get there around nighttime, so maybe you could even grab a room to stay. But so you could get there in one day and then continue your trek from there the next day. You guys have been away for 7 days,
mm-hmm.
so you'd be able to collect the 7 days profit from the mine, which I actually finally, for the first time, have the actual algorithm we've got to roll for that in my notes and not have to, again, make it up on the spot. But okay. Yeah, that's up to you guys.
Yeah, why the fuck not? Let's go bother Chester. Some bitch.
Chester okay. Buttery.
Where's my goddamn money, Chester?
we haven't been with Chester in quite some while.
Yeah, doesn't he owe us some cash?
Oh, hell yeah. He always owes us cash. Yeah. What was the last thing it was for?
I can't remember. Oh, yeah. Wait. No,
Well, the mines.
Yeah, the mines. I mean, you guys can also collect always collect money
for that. Yeah.
yeah, I don't know if he actually owes you guys anything or not.
Well, I'm gonna try and fucking get more out of him anyhow.
Okay. Yeah, it will be where the sun is just starting to set on the horizon, so it's kind of that golden hour where it is, you know, the sky is gorgeous right now, but you can tell that in about a half hour to an hour, it's going to be pretty much fully nighttime. By the time you guys arrive in West Hollow, you also see around West Hollow, it's a little bit different. It's not large carpets of those mushrooms like you saw before. More kind of sporadic around the town. You see some of these mushrooms that are like 5-6 feet tall, and they're almost as wide as they are tall. They are, you know, maybe 4 feet wide at the top, and they have the same blue color. But the fact that they are much bigger but much fewer than the ones you just burned, it's different enough than the ones that you first encountered.
Let's burn them.
Well, I guess that would be the reasonable thing to do. I mean, we know he's dangerous.
Well, can I taste one?
You want to bite one again?
Just take a slice out of one just to be sure.
Let me try this type.
All right. Make a con saving throw.
I'm the mushroom guinea pig. I don't know why I rolled twice, but look at that. God damn.
25-26. Yeah.
They're delicious.
These ones taste... when you bite into this one, Sean, it tastes like raw lobster. Has Sean Marson had raw lobster before?
Probably not, right? I mean, I would say no.
Yeah, it's got a fishy taste.
Boy, this is some good stuff, boy. Just need some butter.
And with your con saving throw, nothing bad happens. I'm gonna get you on a con save eventually, Sean. Eventually.
No. Plus six, baby.
well, Drundu's or Jambalaya's got plus seven. It's failed quite a few.
You better try some of this, boy.
No, no, sir. I ain't going to eat any of those. Not no more. I swear. It like rotted my insides, boy. It ain't good.
Was it good? What did it taste like, Sean?
Tastes like, I don't know, boy.
I, I don't know why you keep. Again. I don't know why you keep eating them. Like, what if it was? What if it was 100% fatal? You take a bite, you die.
Mm. Well, I mean, clearly it ain't.
Well, now we know that. But what if it? What if it was though?
That's true. Mm.
I just don't know why you keep eating them, Sean.
I'm adventurous.
I mean, I like to like go on hikes and stuff. I consider myself kind of adventurous. I'm not going to eat a random mushroom that may kill me.
Mm. Likes to live dangerously.
I don't think my DM would do that.
Screaming cow. We're blessed by the spirit of the Untamed West and also the Screaming Sky Cowboy.
That's true.
Well, I don't feel like I've got that kind of plot armor, so I'm not going to be eating any kind of random mushrooms I find.
Well, maybe you should devote yourself more thoroughly to the Screaming Sky Cowboy. You know, every Sunday, you just join in for a, like, 10-hour loop of,
Didn't you two say that the Screaming Cowboy is in both of you? So I would have to worship you two.
Well, no, you don't have to worship Buzz. You have to worship the effigy of the Screaming Sky Cowboy that appears in the sky.
Screaming. But by proxy, since he's in you two, it would be like I'm worshiping you two.
Well, no. I ain't got no call to be worshiping me. I mean, you can worship Sean's booty all day long. I mean, that thing is just magnificent.
That's right.
Didn't you say that his horse kind of hated it?
Well, yeah, but what does a horse know about a fine posterior? Anyway, yeah. We'll just give him another blanket or a cushion or something. He'll be fine.
Okay, well, what are we going to do about these gigantic? I don't know if we should burn these.
Why?
I think the smoke from that would cover the whole town.
Really? Well, shit.
I mean, I want to point out these ones are like almost up against like buildings and stuff around the perimeter of the city, town. That's not called a city just yet. Mm-hmm. But just like along they're pretty close to the town of West Hollow.
Okay. Well, shit. I guess we don't want to burn down the whole blame town. Maybe just Chester's house. Shit. Well, I don't know. We get some kind of chemicals, maybe. Kill them off that way. I guess Mom Ruskier might have something.
I don't know who that is.
Well, she's a gnome.
She's a gnome, yes.
Yeah, it's been a long time.
I know it has been. That's what I was saying. It in my notes, we only have 7 days that you guys have not been here. Real world time, that's probably like 4 months.
Yeah. Well, Ma Ruskier, she's a nice lady. She's an inventor, and she's got a whole passel of kids living in town, the Ruskier boys and girls. They're all very good, very nice, good family. What the hell just happened there? There he is.
I don't know what that was.
Sorry, guys.
I was concerned for a second.
How'd
there.
You even do that, Sean?
I clicked the wrong button.
But what'd you even click? I don't know why. Did you turn off your camera?
Yeah, on accident.
Oh, okay.
Whoops.
Well, I mean, I don't know if her having kids is going to make her like a mushroom expert or anything.
Well, no, but she's an inventor. She's made all kinds of cool stuff that we got that you haven't seen yet. Things like the MS Paint.
The MS Paint?
just deploy it just to show her and then put it away again.
We have not used that. And so you mean I could have been writing in that instead of on... Wait, yeah, hold on.
Well,
that's got to be like really taxing to summon that or something, right?
Well, no, I just flick open this like briefcase and then
But it's probably only got like a couple charges or something.
Oh, no, you can just appear anytime.
So I've just been cuddling up next to you two on these horses.
You could have walked. In fact, you insisted on getting on the horses on multiple occasions. Although, partly, you was tied up for some of it because we didn't know if we could trust you.
But you could have tied me up in that thing and put me in there.
Yeah, I suppose. I forgot we had it, to be honest.
Adam did too.
We kind of come out for, a nice old-fashioned ride with our good buddies and best horses. They're grown-ass horses, and they need a good riding sometimes. We've got to take them out and make sure they get stimulated, you know? Can't just leave them back at I See Your Point all the time.
That's what she said.
Wait, who said that?
That was out of character, buddy.
All right, so let's go see Ma Rust Gear and find out if she's got any anti-mushroom magic.
Any kind of fungicidal, chemicals or, I don't know, like bleach or something like that would probably do the job.
Yeah. Okay.
I don't know if I would know what bleach is. I guess I do.
I know what bleach is. Yeah, I think you guys were also talking about somebody that you like get money from every day or week.
Yeah,
or
this here little Berg has got a no account sheriff by the name of Chester Buttery, and he also owns a majority stake in Witch Iron Mine. We also own a stake in, so we go to him to collect our profits. He's a real slimy asshole. Don't like him at all.
Do you want to stop there first?
I guess so. Might as well pay the piper. Hopefully he's in bed and then we can fucking kick the shit out of his door until he answers.
I mean, I surely he's not going to be asleep at, what is it, 8:30? 9?
Oh, he's probably been in bed like 2 hours or so by now. He's that kind of guy. Late sleeper. Goes to bed real early. Just sleeps. Naps in the afternoon.
He sounds kind of shitty.
Yeah, he doesn't do no real sheriffing.
How did he get the job?
We should steal his job.
Well, I mean, that's a good question. I mean, he seemed to be the only person who wanted it after the quick clank McCrank, the former robot sheriff who was in charge here for a while, till we deposed him and destroyed him and spread his gears across the valley. There was a robot in charge, and then we killed him, and then we rode off into the sunset, so to speak, and then when we came back, there was this fucking goober in charge.
Oh, well, I guess let's go talk to the goober first, and then Rust Gear.
You're a goofy goober, Rock!
Yeah, I'm going to walk up to the fucking sheriff's office and just kick the door in. Just kick it open.
God damn. Oh, what? Oh, hey. Hey.
Where's my goddamn money, Chester?
Hey, got it right here. Been counting it every day. It's been doing... Actually, I don't want to say it's been doing well yet until you guys roll, so... For that, you guys both roll a
give
d20.
Give my fucking money, boy.
So how we do this is you guys both roll one d20, and then we add 10 to it, and then we multiply that by the amount of days it's been.
What kind of math shit is this?
14. So Jerunder got a 14, and then Sean Marston got an 8. But, I mean, that's not bad. So that's going to be 22, 32 times 7.
Can I give myself an advantage early? I only need 100 channel points for this.
Well, I mean, you guys are going to get... Okay, hold on. Now, this is the question. So, it ends up being 224. I don't remember if that is each.
It's each.
I mean, to me, it seems like that would be
Do we
want to
add having to divide by two? We don't want to do that.
It'd be three stakes, right? Like one for me, one for Sean, one for Chester.
You are right. Yeah, there are three stakes in this mine, and that's a good way to look at it. And also, I don't think you guys getting 224 gold each, that's not like...
Okay, so last time we must have got around one. I have 190, so...
You probably got that. Last time you guys didn't buy anything. You guys, I think, both saved your money last, which... Like I said, it's only been 7 days, but real world time has been like 3 months. So it's been a while.
How much did you say?
224 gold each.
So I'm just letting me add that in. Two.
But yeah, I think you guys last time probably got a little lower.
I'm rich.
Yeah, here. So the mine's been doing pretty good. It's
yeah, not bad. Not bad at all.
Here you go, Sco. I got it both counted out for you.
Here, put this in your left sock.
Okay.
What?
You take my boot off.
Oh, I thought you were talking to me.
No, you don't. No. You get your goddamn hands off my money, Chester.
I didn't know what he was. He said put this in your boot, and I didn't know what he was. Okay. Who's this?
Need to check his books to make sure he's not lying to us.
Let's take a little look at that ledger there, Chester.
Yeah, his ledger.
I thought we were really tight now. I didn't.
Well, yeah.
You guys
so
don't
if
trust
we,
me?
Well, if we're really tight, there's no problem with us looking at your books now, is there, Chester? All friends together. Let's put my arm around Chester's shoulder. I'll go just have a look in your books now, Chester. Don't worry. It's like it's okay, Chester. Let's have a look at them there books. You know, there's one thing I can't abide, Chester. It's financial fudgery. Tell him, Sean. Yeah,
I agree, boy.
I have heard that rumor about you two. Financial fudgery.
I can't abide it, Chester. When I am in the presence of financial fudgery, my mustache starts to twitch, Chester.
Is it twitching, boy?
When my mustache gets to twitching, Chester, I get violent.
Okay, yeah, let me just get the books. It's actually just one book, not multiple books. Let me
I'm gonna pull my knife out.
Well, okay, okay, I feel like this escalated really quickly, and I'm getting
it's been like
book.
A whole it's... week since we killed anything, Chester.
Yeah.
here all right, here it is, and it's just a big stack of papers.
Okay.
There you go.
Do we roll for this?
Yeah, let's do an investigation roll.
25.
Oh my god. Yeah, 25. Yeah, it Jambalaya, you flip through these pages and it is like to the single gold. It is the exact amount that you think like it checks out. That should be it.
Okay.
I wouldn't cheat you guys. I mean, I know you would kill me without a second hesitation.
Jambalaya claps the ledger, like book closed, really close to Chester's nose. Not enough to actually like trap his nose in the book, but just to be a dick. All right. Well, that all checks out. Thank you very much. Pleasure doing business with you, Chester. How's the town been? Any significant crimes?
Big mushrooms?
Big mushrooms, yeah. Yeah, we've been noticing them too, popping up here and about. You've been looking for a fella, been spreading them around. You seen him pass through?
Stinky Johnny?
Stinky Johnny, yeah, we called him Mushroom Johnny, or Johnny Mushroom or some shit. Yeah. See which way he went? Iron Ore Mountains?
That's funny, I didn't actually get his name. He just gave off a Johnny vibe.
Yeah, he just had that kind of aura. Poor Johnny.
He just had a Johnny aura. So I just named him that. So it's funny you call him that too.
Well, I think it's kind of traditional in cultures that have John as a common name to just call everything Johnny something or other.
Or Stinky Johnny, yeah.
Stinky Johnny, Johnny Stinky Johnny Mushroom.
Yeah, no, he came in, he bought some water, and as far as I know, that's all he did. He wasn't in town very long. Mm.
What kind of water did he get?
Like canteens of water?
What brand?
What
Highland Springs?
Is it Evian?
I don't...
You get that bougie stuff.
You get that Perrier.
Yeah, we just got from the well. Well water.
Okay, fine.
You put that in a bottle, you can make a lot of money.
What's a bottle?
I don't know why I get...
Nestle's listening.
Shut up. You fuck off with that, Chester. I know you knows what a bottle is.
Yeah, yeah, that wouldn't make sense.
I know you dumb, Chester, but you ain't that dumb.
Yeah, I think I'm just scared. I don't know. If Sean could put the knife away, it'd help.
I'll put it away.
It makes him feel good. It's all right.
Here you go, boy.
You don't need to worry about that. He's put it away now.
So what brings you guys to town?
Well, mainly wanted our fucking money. Also, yeah, wanted to track down that Johnny Mushroom fella and just make sure he ain't up to no good, because, well, them mushrooms seem to be pretty bad, like bad news. I mean, we burnt through a patch on the way back from Griffin's Butt, and, yeah, did a real number in my lungs. So I figured we... Try and stop these things spreading, right?
Yeah, some, what was her name? Ginny? What's Ginny's last name? You guys remember Ginny, right?
Nope.
Ginny Okala? Ginny Akala? Something like that.
I don't remember.
Yeah. She ate it and died.
My God. Terrible.
Yeah.
Terrible business. Well, we were thinking we'd go check out my rust gear and see if she's got anything. We might get rid of these things.
Like a chainsaw.
Well, maybe not a chainsaw. Well, I guess that might work.
I don't know. You just cut it down.
Well, I kind of want to stop these things from growing back, and I don't know if just cutting them down will help, you know?
I don't know. Ginny just took one bite of one. Died, and then we just told everyone to just not bite him anymore.
What?
How'd she not die? How'd she die?
I don't know. She took a bite and died.
I ate like 10 of them.
It's true.
Yeah.
He did.
I believe it. I mean,
she's allergic. She's allergic.
It's one she's of these either moral, allergic moral panic or, kind of things.
She's either allergic or maybe you're just a little bit more sturdy than her.
Yeah.
I want to eat another one. Is there another one here?
Not in here.
I'm going to take out my bag and eat it.
What? You brought some in here?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to eat one in front of him.
Wait. And then Delilah will try. Like, didn't we... We went through all that trouble burning all of them, and you saved some for a snack?
Tastes.
I'm not going to taste it. Who are you asking to taste? I'm not going to taste it.
It tastes like a crustacean.
I don't even know what a crustacean is. What's a crustacean?
You know, like one of them benchy boys.
Oh, a crab.
Mm-hmm.
I know what crabs are, yeah. The ones, yeah, like the 2-foot-tall crabs, pinchy boys, yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's what they are.
Why would you eat one of those? They look like monsters.
You got any butter?
You've been walking with me for like 4 days now. You think I just have butter?
Maybe.
If I had butter on me for 4 days,
I'm gonna eat another one. I'm gonna pull one out and see.
Roll a con saving throw. Oh, I thought you got that 25. That was jambalaya's 25. 15. Okay,
it's pretty
good.
It's pretty good.
It's not bad. It doesn't taste good though.
Delicious.
It's that dirt and copper taste.
I'm gonna pretend it's delicious.
I just heard Ginny died. I just heard somebody died eating those. I'm not gonna eat that. You go for it. You also wash your hands with mustard, so you probably got a lot of weird.
She's weak.
Well, I mean, she didn't wash her hands with mustard, apparently. Yeah. Is that the same mustard? That looks a lot smaller than the ones here. Is that even the same mushroom? I guess you didn't die. So that's good. But I'm not going to eat one. Yeah, why don't you guys just like go to Ruskier and find out? And she's a lot smarter than I am. I'm more of just the muscle, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I'm the muscle of the town, not the brain.
Whatever you say, boy.
Can you leave one of those mushrooms so I can science it?
Here you go.
What the hell kind of science you gonna do to it?
Put it in a glass of water and see what it does?
He's gonna shoot it.
Well, that's science, all right.
Oh, I could shoot it with my gun and see what happens.
You make sure you write that down because otherwise it ain't science.
I'm gonna toss it up in the air for him.
Okay.
Like a skeet.
Yep. And he's gonna fire a shot at it. He rolled a 14. Yeah, he's got a plus. Yeah, I was gonna say if it was like a nat one, you might want to watch out, Sean Marston. Yeah, he shoots it, and some of the spores go all across the room. Can everybody make me a con saving throw?
Oh yeah,
no, nice. That was not well done. Oh shit.
Oh damn. Okay, so him and
I told you he won't beat me.
Oh, 10
on a con save.
Oh my, why? Why is Jambalaya so bad at rolling these saves with a plus 7? Okay, it's not going to be as bad.
To a plus 6.
It's not going to be as bad, Jambalaya, but you are the only person in this entire room that failed. This time, can you roll me 2d8?
I had my mouth wide open.
you were in awe from Chester landing the shot. As some of the spores drift down onto your tongue. So it's just going to be 2d8. Okay, so that's 9. It's going to be 9 necrotic damage again.
God damn!
And you got a couple of those mushrooms sprout up on your tongue.
On your tongue?
What was that?
Don't do that again. God damn.
You guys told me to shoot it.
He's allergic.
The spores. Mushroom spores.
Jambalaya is allergic to it?
All in my mouth. I just got crop dusted by a goddamn mushroom.
Oh, maybe it's whoever has a name that starts with J. Jenny. Jambalaya. Oh, gosh. John. John's going to be so dead.
Maybe it just happens to people whose day starts with being shot in the goddamn guts, you piece of fucking shit. Yeah, Chester.
When you got shot?
Hey, have you guys ever seen puffball mushrooms in real life?
Yes.
Yeah, sometimes I'll be at work and I'll be raking shit. And then all of a sudden, like, this big green cloud of stuff is surrounding me.
That's kind of what I was going for with these.
It's exactly what I imagine. So.
Well, if you, like, find ones that aren't, like, dried out yet and you accidentally step on one and it's just like a giant Oof. The ground's just popped a giant zit.
it's weird as fuck.
Sludge pop.
Yeah, that's what I was kind of going with these mushrooms. I know Sean Marson keeps fucking getting insane con saving throws. They are supposed to be a little bit more dangerous than they have been presented in this campaign so far. But Sean hasn't rolled below like an 18 yet.
I'm just a nasty boy.
He's just a nasty boy. Yes, yes, for sure. Okay, are we ready to do a little bit of shopping and chatting with Rust Gear?
Yeah.
All right, I'm gonna write up my notes. You guys have fun talking to Rust Gear. Try to find like a she's got like a flamethrower. Is that a something that throws fire? Fire has got to kill us, right?
Well, yeah. Also, don't want to burn down the whole town.
Oh, that's true. That's true.
Excuse me.
That's oh, mushrooms always.
Yeah, that's right. You're goddamn right I am. all right, well, bye. You take care now, Chester.
Bye.
You keep the place all spick and span and have no problems from me. All right. Let's mosey. God dang.
Yeah. Rust Gear obviously is kind of on like the edge of the town. But when you get there, even though it's, you know, completely dark now, sun has fully set, you still hear sounds in her workshop. It sounds like she's still busy at work.
I guess, like, knock on the workshop door.
I've always pictured it having, like, a big rolling garage door, which okay. probably doesn't really make much sense in, like, a Wild West setting. But well, I mean, it's open right now. Man. So it's like okay. It's like a pretty wide door. And she just glances back and you see she's got these spectacles on that have, you know, these lenses that are like 3 inches deep on them. Mm-hmm. Kind of like it looks like kind of like little tiny micro telescope spyglass things. Oh, hey, haven't seen you all in what's it been like?
I don't know. It's been a little while. A couple of weeks.
It's been a while. It's been
a
while.
Doing? How's the family?
Yeah, the boys are good. They're on a camping trip right now, but they've been doing pretty good. Yeah. What brings you back to town?
Well, basically just to roll up and get our money from old Chester and just see how everybody was doing. Also, we want to try and get rid of these mushrooms because they're pretty dangerous, right?
Oh, yeah. That's what I've been working on, too. I've been trying to work on a way of getting rid of them.
Ah, good. That's exactly why I came to see you. I thought maybe we could put our heads together and come up with something. What you been working on, then?
So right now I've got, a gun. Doesn't seem to be very effective. Have you tried a gun yet?
Well, yeah, what happened was it just spread spores everywhere. Chester.
Right, the spores, yeah.
Chester just did that himself, just in the office there. Yeah.
Got kind a jar of bees.
Jar of bees?
Well, I thought like maybe they'd like eat it up, but I had two jars of bees. I now only have one. I threw it at it. The bees all kind of swarmed it, and then they just kind of died. So I don't think that's the answer.
What about like acid or some kind of chemicals or something?
Acid.
Bleach.
Yeah, like bleach, or, you know, anything like that.
You two might be onto something here. It might, you know what? I've been thinking of more of a brute force kind of thing. That's it. I got some.
I'm going to eat some samples.
Wait, what are you eating over there?
One of your samples.
Oh, you want to try my acid?
No. Mushrooms.
Oh, okay. I thought you were going to sample my acid. I was like, don't do that.
Oh, I got an 8.
We're all over these goddamn hallucinogens today.
Not good. She's like running over to you to try to slap the mushroom out of your hand. Sean Marston.
The spicy one.
What do I get? I finally
go ahead
failed.
And roll 3d8 real quick.
Really?
That's 13. So that's 13 necrotic damage. And My face falls off. It tastes like it makes your mouth very dry. It gives you what we would call cotton mouth. And Sean Marston, you are determined, without a shadow of a doubt.
I'm gonna eat another one.
That you've got a fly speed of 30.
Fly speed? I can fly.
Oh, for sure you think you can fly for.
I'm gonna start flying around the room.
You're definitely not.
But I think I am.
You think you are. You're just like running.
You okay? You okay there, boy?
I'm just fine, boy.
Yeah.
What?
You see this boy? Watch this. Yeah. Woo!
You're doing real good there, boy. Real good.
Hold on. Jambalaya, what do you mean he's doing good? He's just running.
I know.
Is he high?
Yeah.
He's just running.
Not as high as he thinks he is for these hallucinations.
What's he?
He thinks he's flying.
What's he doing?
Your guess is as good as mine. I think he's just enjoying himself.
Okay.
The first time I ever smoked weed, I acted like I was an airplane. I was eating crinkle chips, like the wavy chips with ketchup.
Ew.
They're so good. Tastes just like french fries.
Yeah, I was going to say, so for Drunder and Sash, chips with ketchup makes sense. But our chips...
Dude, it's so good.
Chips, crisp with ketchup do not make sense.
Yeah.
All right, well...
Thank you for explaining that to me.
It's just... funny to me that
I never did it again, but that was delicious.
That sounds so fucking
one
gross.
Time deal.
Yeah. This is the wavy chips and ketchup.
Well, that's not okay. He should come down from that in like 1 to 4 hours, so that'll be okay. I got some acids and poisons that might work, where I didn't even think about that, just like melting them down.
Yeah, I don't know, like melting them or just killing them off with chemicals, basically. I know that's what like farmers do and stuff for crops and, weeds and stuff in their fields and things they need to get rid of and all that kind of thing. That ain't really my scene. I just thought that was your wheelhouse and mine. But yeah, I thought that might be something you could do. That's good. Well, we can like test some of these things out.
Can I roll a D100 to really fly? Or like Dave and Blaine levitate,
You, without a shadow of a doubt, you are flying.
I am?
Can I really
try to take off?
No, because these mushrooms do not grant that whatsoever.
I'll roll a D100.
I really did it
Same
once.
Odds, but I'll do it.
What do you want to do?
So I'm just thinking of that episode of The Simpsons with fucking... Stan Lee, where he's like, claims that he hulked out, and he's like, when I hulk out, it's like, just tears his shirt off and just stands there, and then he goes, I really did it once.
You have an advantage, Shrundu.
I have an advantage. What for?
I gave it to you.
Okay.
Sean uses channel points.
It counts, right? Does it count?
Yeah.
Yes.
All right.
So Ruskier does have some vials of acid, by the way.
All right.
I mean, I could sell you these for 2 gold a vial.
2 gold a vial. All right.
We'll say she has 10 vials of it.
So,
and I'm just going to use them as the actual, like, 5e acid vials where they do 2d6 acid damage. You can, like, throw the vial or, like, put it on a mushroom, so to speak.
Well, first thing we was going to do is try and get rid of the ones in town. How about we, like, you know, you give us those as freebies and we'll do a little test run and see if it all works. How about that?
How about you guys take one?
Yeah.
Grab one. Go pour it down. See what happens.
All right. Well, here we go. Gonna
go do two. It. I want 2 of them.
Sean. I don't know if we should get Sean. I don't know if you should be carrying these right now. With you flying and everything.
Yeah, I suppose that you might drop them, and then that would be a bad scene.
That's
true. How about this? And then I'll just take the lasso and gently put it around his waist and then just hold on to it. Just to make sure he don't go too far. It won't make you flying off into the sun or nothing, Sean. We'll keep you pretty close. So got Sean on a leash.
He's going to be okay, right?
I don't know. I think he's rolling in his head to see if he can still fly.
I did. I rolled 12 out of a 1D96.
I can see
that. What's a D96? Are you really high? What are you
like,
doing?
You know, like a fart, you know?
Okay.
Head farts.
Okay. Well, that was a very... Yes, of course you cannot actually fly with a 12.
A 12 not a 12 out of 96.
Yeah. But yeah... Jambalaya, you could take one of these potions to one of the mushrooms. And
right, we'll just go to whichever one is closest.
I don't know that one vial for one mushroom would be able to melt away a full mushroom with how tall they are. But if you throw it at it or crack it on the top, however you do it, I think that's gonna be the thing. Where are you? How are you gonna apply this acid to the mushroom?
I was thinking we pour it around the base, and if that then makes it fall over, we could just drag the mushroom itself out of town and make sure that the ground that it grew from can't support it from growing again. See what I mean? So basically, like, cut it down with acid and like pour it on the ground and around the base of the mushroom. And then we don't have to melt the whole thing. We could just take that out of town away from the flammable wooden buildings and then burn it outside of town if we need to do that.
That makes so much more sense than how I... Like, as soon as I started saying, I was like, just it's not going to be enough to melt the whole mushroom. Yeah, as soon as I said that, I realized, like, well, they might just put it on the bottom and then that would work. And I think it does. I think when you take it and kind of go around the perimeter of this mushroom... It eats away the base and the mushroom falls over. And then you've got enough of the acid left that you could kind of pour over the, like, the root system or, like, the center where the mushroom was actually growing and melt that away. And then the actual mushroom is just laying on its side, falling down.
Okay. Right. Well.
There are no, by the way, there are no, with the acid, there's no kind of like spore ashes scattering the area. You know what I mean? like when you guys burn them. So this definitely does seem like a safer way to get rid of them without spreading the spores.
Okay. Well, I'm going to take the time to move this one away from anything else and just like leave it out, you know, just on the outskirts of town, and maybe we'll just get rid of it later for the time being. But at least okay. we know it works.
Yep.
All right.
So when you get back to Rust Gear after you drag it a little bit outside of town, we said she had 10 of these vials, so now she's got 9 left. And I think I gave a range for the mushrooms, right? I think I said like 6 to 12 somewhere in there. If so, I think I'm going to roll. Okay, I rolled 2d6 and then we got 10. We're going to say that there's 10 of these mushrooms, which is just luck of the draw that she also only has 10 vials of this acid. I was kind of hoping you guys could get some of the vials yourselves, but if you really are going to be going around mushroom to mushroom with the vials, it will take literally her whole stock of the acid.
And also cost 200 gold.
Yeah, she did give you that one free since you're getting rid of them around the town.
Oh, well. 180 gold, man.
Why are we paying for this?
I was going to say, if you guys are literally going to clear them around the town, she'd probably just give them to you for free to go and use.
Yeah, well, that's what the whole point was to get them out of our local town, I suppose. This is, I mean, as much, you know, we live up in, I see your point, but this is the nearest town to where we live. So, and the whole reason why we settled in this fair district in the first place. So,
yeah.
A little home away from home there. So, yeah, we're here to save the town, so it works.
So, how'd it go? Did it melt it? Did it, like, destroy the whole mushroom?
Well, we poured some on the base of the mushroom, and it melted at the base and seemed to, like, kill the roots, so to speak, or whatever the fuck it's called. With a mushroom, and then we dragged the actual mushroom itself out of town. Figured we'd probably like burn it later when it's people's out the way.
Oh, that's a good call. So, how many? So it took you one vial to destroy a mushroom?
To do just the one mushroom, yeah. There's like 9 more around town. You said you got what, 9 more vials?
Yeah, I got 9 more vials.
Well, I would probably, you know, I ain't want to dictate your business to you, but I would consider it probably your civic duty and also in your best interest if we just took those vials and got rid of all these mushrooms.
Yeah, I think so, too. Dang, this took me so long to make this stockpile.
Well, I'm sorry. So long.
It's all right. I mean, it's for the great, you know, if everybody in town dies, who am I going to sell all my cool shit to?
That's a good question. That's a dang good question.
Sean, you okay? Looks like you're trying to hover.
Can I try it again? Can I roll? One more time?
It doesn't actually.
1d96. What do I need? What do I need?
You need a 96, I think.
I would think you would need a 96 on this. Yeah, it would really fly.
That's right.
I swear to God, if that 22. <Nope.
laughs> Fall you on my right? face.
That hurt.
That was crash landing there, boy.
All right.
I'm still trying.
Right. Here. Okay. Yeah, you go ahead and take these, I guess, and watch after Sean. Make sure he doesn't, like, run into anybody.
Nah, I got a good hold of this here lasso. He'll be fine. Come on, Sean. We're going to go melt the mushrooms.
And, I think I think that's going to be a good stopping spot with you guys going to melt the mushrooms and Sean thinking he's flying.
I just got Sean on a leash.
Yee! Thinking he's flying. This episode. Okay. It was so much different than I expected it, but that's the best. Jambalaya, you got anything you want to talk about before we head out?
Oh, fuck yeah. All the things. This is a show, man. It's called Shitty Cowboys. I play Jambalaya Pendergrass, and I pretend to be an American man. And I also do... what the fuck? I don't know. Roll for Weird, the vampire show where I am a vampire. It's not a show exclusively about me or vampires. I just... but I play a vampire in it, and it's very funny, and you will probably like it. And what else do I do? I do NBA once a month, live from the arena.
Yeah, speaking of NBA, I realized that this one was supposed to be on Memorial Day, which won't actually happen.
Yeah, well, there you go. So memorialize something else instead.
It's usually the last Monday of the month, which the last Monday of this month is a holiday, which we will be
observing.
Well, I will be busy with. I don't know if Gerundu celebrates American Memorial Day.
I do not. It's ways of foreign and confusing to me, but nevertheless, you're free to observe your bizarre holidays. yeah, I do that sometimes, so maybe we'll do it the week after instead. I don't know. It'll be coming back.
We'll figure it out.
And then also perennial plug for Storytime with Silas. It's one of the things I'm most proud of that we've done. It's
That's
a little
there.
Little series of audio drama spooky stories that we did, and I did like little bookend pieces for our Silas to sort of crypt keeper them, and I'm very, very proud of that. So yeah, check out all that stuff, please.
Sean, what you got?
It's not a threat.
I would really, a threat.
I would really
it
appreciate
out.
It. Oh, and GooseCon. Come to GooseCon.
GooseCon. That's a big one I'm gonna be talking about here. But Sean's surely got something to talk about.
No. If you want to follow me on Twitch, I might start streaming. I don't know.
Lord Sean Snow? Is that it?
Yep.
Just Lord Sean Snow, no spaces or anything?
No spaces.
Okay. Yeah, go check
I'm
that
getting,
out.
I'm getting decent at Apex, so.
I know. I don't know why you don't just stream. I don't know why you don't just stream every time you play. Just because.
I should. Yeah, fuck it.
Yeah, GooseCon is huge. You can go to tabletop.events and buy a badge to GooseCon. We really need to start plugging that even more because it's this September 30th to October 2nd. It is going to be an amazing weekend in Cincinnati, Ohio. Come check it out. Also, I realized, Gerundu, that goes to October 1st. Which I don't remember exactly how we're going to be releasing Storytime with Silas, but it is going to kind of correspond with Storytime with Silas. Yeah, so like Gerundu mentioned, go check out Storytime with Silas. Right now, it is an annual show where we release weekly episodes every October. So we have four pretty amazing horror stories. Right now on that feed, and then this coming October, we're going to be releasing another four, I think. I don't think it's five this time. I think it's four again. I wrote one for the last one. I'm going to write one for this year, too. We've actually got one edited, which is kind of wild with it being only May right now. But, yeah, go check it out. Go check out Storytown and Silas. And get a badge.
I want a really creepy one. Can I do that?
Yeah, write me a creepy story, man. Right now, we've only got... I know Danny wrote one that I've already like edited. They actually recorded. I'm writing one. And then, I don't know. Danny kind of does like the actual scheduling and like getting stories together. So I don't know if she's even got the other two yet. I think DB is writing one, and I don't know if we've got a fourth. So, yeah, if you wrote another one, Sean,
I'll fucking try. Awesome. That sounds fun.
Yeah, go check it out. And my wife and I have been at streaming on these _Deweese. We're really close to 200 followers on there, and we're also really close to the 1 year mark. It's like June 10th. The first stream, it was a Conan stream, Gerundu. Hey. I went back and I looked at our like stream history, and on that channel, it was nothing but Conan for like 2 months. So we were thinking about maybe doing like a 1 year celebration stream of Conan again. I don't know. We'll get some details together. But yeah, we're like 20 followers from 200, so it's gonna be fun. And I should have been looking for somebody to raid because we love raiding. That's just someone's gonna be playing Dungeons and Dragons.
Let me pick.
So what I do is I search for Dungeons & Dragons. I sort low to high viewers.
Yeah.
And then I just try to find... I just try to find somebody that has, like, just a couple...
Well, sometimes when you find yourself out in the woods looking for somebody to raid on Twitch, what you want to do is you set your profile there from low to high looking for viewership there. And then you just look for somebody who looks like they need a little hand, and you just send off their little viewers off that.
I forgot we were supposed to have a new segment where, while I'm doing this, Jambalaya gives some Jambalaya wisdom. Oh, yeah. So,
well, you ever find yourself like cold in the evening? You could always like. Well, no, that was the frog story. I already did that one. What else is there? Goddamn!
You know what? You know what? Let's do Quest and Chaos. Quest and Chaos is live. Let's rate them. Tiana's from Roll for Weird. It's a lot of fun. Just go give them a honk. And thank you all for watching. Thanks for listening. If you're a podcast listener, we'll be back in 2 weeks again, I think. I don't think there's anything stopping us. Possible. Love you guys. See y'all down the trail.
See you on down the trail. Bye.
Later, Tater.
Go on, fuck off.
A Majestic Goose Podcast. Honk.